Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. We are thrilled to welcome to the program National Academy of Sciences adjunct professor, one of the Thomas Edisons of our time in oil and gas, Brother Johnny in New Orleans this morning. Johnny!
Stevie J, happy Thanksgiving weekend.
And a happy Thanksgiving to Hall of Famer, all-around great guy, Mike Ditka in Naples, Florida. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, I'm great. And maybe I'm making too much out of this, but President Obama, in his Thanksgiving address yesterday, failed to mention God. How do you not say God, at least God bless at the end? Now, maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill, but man, for Thanksgiving, I'm thankful to God. Thank you very much. How do you not say that, Mike?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have an answer for any of that stuff because, you know, everybody to their own thing. And he probably felt by saying God, maybe he would offend some of his politically correct followers, I guess. And so I guess that's part of it because we have so many people in this country now who rely on political correctness to get through their life. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, Steve, I tell you, you're sensitive to why we think we should be thankful, and I think God has blessed us greatly, but maybe he doesn't think that. I don't know. I think that's part of part of what I look at when I pick a guy or vote for someone is not just maybe their political.
Mike, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Okay, just wanted to know if we lost you. Well, in any event, it was just something that struck me as, saying grateful or we reflect on being lucky is what he said. And I just think at least at the very end, you say God bless America or something, because Abraham Lincoln, when he said when we would celebrate Thanksgiving, I mean, went into how God has blessed us in the heavens above. And I mean, so George Washington in the third paragraph of his inaugural address, the first time he was president, he talked about God. He talked about the foundation of America. And I don't know if you're going politically correct on me, it's a wrong move as far as I'm concerned. So,
well, it's a different world. You don't understand that. We didn't have all the liberals in the world back then, and we have them now. So, and maybe, like you said, political correctness probably has a lot to do with it. But, if you don't think God is important in your life, then that's your problem. I mean, it's his problem. Nobody else's. I mean, I can't get upset anymore over what people say about or don't say about things like that, because as long as I understand what I think and what I believe and what I understand, then I really can't. I'm not going to try to convince the world that what I think is right or that my way is the only way. But, I'm like you. I have a hard time understanding it. But then again, this is a different world, Steve. It's not like it was 100 years ago.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to shift to football. Did Johnny get something to add?
I was just going to say that I think we have a choice when we select leaders, and one of the things you can look at is whether you feel like they have a proper reverence for our Creator, and that's one of the things that we have a choice for. So maybe that's what we should factor in. Maybe that's not the political correct approach for evaluating a candidate, but I think it's a big part of how you feel someone's character might be, and it's a factor. Those things are all part of it.
All right, I don't know who's going to beat the Green Bay Packers, Mike. They look awfully good to me.
Well, they're a good football team. But you saw Detroit again. They had 409 yards of offense against them. The problem is in their defense, in my opinion. They're not a great running team, but they have the X factor in Rodgers. And Rodgers is so dynamic right now. He's playing so well. He's throwing the ball so well in the tight spots. He used, what do you have, 8 different receivers yesterday again? I mean, it's just amazing what he does. So that football team is a good team. I can't call it a great team right now. I can't say they're going to go undefeated, because if your defense doesn't play any better than they played, somebody's going to catch up with you.
I'll tell you, too, who could have beat them. Detroit could have beat them yesterday, for crying out loud. How many mistakes? And poor old Sue, he kicks a guy, gets thrown out. That was only 7-0 right then. They were about to get a field goal, make it 10, and, you know, Detroit's offense came alive. I think if he doesn't do that, you never know. They could have got on track the other way. But, yeah, Mike's right, Steve, and I think the Bears can beat them, and I think the Giants can beat them. I don't know who else is going to play them that can beat them, but they're good. Someone's going to take them out, or else we'll have them in the Super Bowl again. But that'd be okay.
They got a tough schedule. They got New Orleans. They got Chicago. They got New York Giants. I mean, if they run this thing, it's phenomenal because they have beaten the best. They really have.
That's right. No, you're right about that. They played some teams.
Yeah.
And San Fran lost, which was good for the rest of the NFC.
Yeah, that was some brother to brother last night, Mike.
Well, you see, and this is something that you learn and understand. What Jim has done, and he's been very successful with it, he didn't get away from yesterday. He stayed with a bunch of formations. He stayed with tight formations. And what they did, they had a great game plan defensively. They used a lot of zone blitzes. So when you bunch people up, that means they can bunch their defense up. So it's hard for you to read who's coming. When you get a defense like that, and that's a lot like the old 46 defense, the worst thing you could do is bunch up and try to block it. You had to spread it out. You have to spread it out and understand who can get to the quarterback and who can't. You have to have a lot of hot reads. The ball has to come out of your hands quick. Now, I don't know. Was he sacked 8 times?
Nine times. There's a record. Nine times.
So I'm saying, you know, when you look, and the poor kid didn't have a chance.
No.
It wasn't like, and not only that, the San Francisco offensive linemen were confused. I mean, they didn't know. They'd go to block somebody. That guy would be dropping out. Somebody else would be coming. They would have the edge on him, and it was over. Then you're saying, okay, I got Frank Gore or one of my running backs here to pick somebody up. Yeah, you can pick them up, but you're not going to pick those guys up every time. So if you pick them up half the time, that's still half the time they're going to hit the quarterback.
Well, I tell you, it's some good football games yesterday. And again, this weekend, Bears are in Oakland. Is that a problem for them with the new quarterback now?
Well, it'll be a big problem. There's no question about that. Oakland's a good football team. And, you know, they're not quite the same. They'll still run the ball, even though they don't have McFadden. But the quarterback is getting more comfortable. They've got a couple receivers they really like. They lost Haywood Bay, but they got a couple other guys that they really like. Young guy, young kid named Ford. And you know, the Bears know what they have to do. There's a recipe for winning, and it's a recipe, and it's Bear football. And I think Lovie knows that. And so I think they'll play them off as well. I think the job with Caleb cannot turn the football over. I think that's what he's got to understand. We got a good defense. We can run the football. You know, we got good special teams. Let's try not to put Oakland on a short field.
Well, Steve, and then we've got. New Orleans cranking up for Monday Night Football. The New York Giants coming to town with Eli.
Yep.
And Archie has a sweetie, and he said no to his guests, no black and gold, please. Archie Manning, one of our greater quarterbacks for the Saints, but he's Eli's dad.
Oh, yeah.
And he says no black and gold, which is our color. He's pulling for those Giants. There's no bones about it, and I would be, too, if I was him.
Oh, yeah, and of course the dome's going to be crazy loud again, right?
Well, I think that those night games away and then in the dome, too, I think we have a good chance of winning that game. And the Giants are one of those teams that could beat us in the dome, no question about it. But we need to win that game. And then our goal, I think, is to get that second spot in the NFC, which we're still in the hunt for with that loss to San Francisco. So they just keep plugging away and hope the Bears keep winning because we have that win against the Bears. So they help us every time they win. That's good.
Yeah,
the one thing in favor of the Saints right now, the Giants have not been able to run the football. You know, now not that they can't, but they you know that was one of their strong points for a long time. They're having a hard time right now. You know, they lost Bradshaw; he's not playing. Jacobs is you know he's an inside runner with very little lateral movement. So people have been stacking the line of scrimmage on that part. So I don't know how the Giants defensive backs are going to cover the Saints receivers because. Breeze will spread those guys out, and bam, they're going to go after him. I'll tell you. And they got some. And they, besides that, they, you know, Graham's a good tight end. They got a lot of good weapons. You know, Sproles has really helped them, given them another dimension.
And Drew inside the dome does a really good job, and I think he's going for 37 games in a row with a touchdown. 37 or 8 games in a row throwing a touchdown pass.
That's an amazing streak, and I think he's only second to what, Sammy Barr, somebody?
No, it's Johnny United.
Is it Johnny United?
48 games,
Holy, and he passed Brett Favre, I think, a few weeks
ago. That's correct. Yeah. That's exactly right.
It's Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka, if you've just tuned in on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM. I saw somebody out late last night, Mike. They were talking about how good you were in Champaign. It was one of your bodyguards, and they just loved you. Thought it was a heck of a night, and you and Jim McMahon put some real stuff on the stage. It was compelling information, Mike. I tell you what, you were really good when you were here in Champaign a couple weeks ago.
Well, I did, I had all that help with Jimmy Mack. I mean, Jimmy Mack is a piece of work. So he, I think it's he's having more fun in life probably now than he ever did, and I think he's more acceptable to people than he ever was, even when he played. I think he's a little more tolerant, you know, and so I think he's having more fun with his life.
And I thought you said some things, Mike, that I'd never heard you say, like, you know, Buddy Ryan was another head coach. We wouldn't have won the Super Bowl without him. I've mellowed through the years. I mean, you had some stuff you said that was from the heart. And the thing people like about Mike Ditka is the fact that you're going to say what you think, period. And they really like that. And because I think, again, in this day and age, people are hesitant to do it.
Well, you know, when you're young, your mind doesn't always work right. You know, wisdom's not wasted on young stuff. It takes you a while to understand that what we did pretty interestingly, because it would have never happened without that defense. And that defense would have never been that defense without Buddy Ryan. It was that simple. It wasn't complicated. And we had a lot of good coaches on that staff, but he certainly was the reason that defense was effective and that we were such a dominant football team, because we were a defensively dominant football team. Not that we couldn't play offense. The year we won the Super Bowl, we led the league in first downs. We led time of possession, first downs, and I think we were second in scoring. But a lot of that, again, was because the defense put us on the short field.
Well, and Steve, another thing about Mike is he's always going to be say what's he feels is the truth. He's an honest guy. Everybody likes an honest man, Stevie.
No, they do, but again, some of the things Michael say, ooh, I think that, but I'm not going to say that. Again, and Mike, I think I heard you talking to somebody on the phone during your visit. You said, listen, I'm not politically correct. I've never been politically correct. I'm not going to start now.
That was a radio station out of Miami, and sometimes you got to be careful with that, because it was an ESPN station, but I am not, and I'm not going to be. I mean, not for the sake of saying the right thing.
Right.
I'm going to say what I believe, what I understand, what I've been taught, through the education I had and my parents. And I'm not going to waver from that just to say, well, to get somebody to say, oh, he's saying the right thing. I'm too old for that.
Well, and that's a good point, Mike. You can be diplomatic and you can be considerate, but that doesn't mean you have to say what's not true. And that's what I hear with politically correct sometimes, just spewing out some things just to not hurt someone's feelings. You're not telling the truth, and that's where you have to draw the line. Yeah, I think
absolutely.
All right, we got more to talk about coming up after our short break with Brother Johnny and Mike Ditka on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. All right, we're back with Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer. Brother Johnny, Hall of Famer himself in the National Academy of Sciences. Here we go, 7:51, a few more minutes here on the program. Okay, demonstrators to occupy struggling retailers as they try and turn a profit. This going on today, as a matter of fact. Best Buy has banned tents outside their stores. The Tea Party retaliates with a boycott on Black Friday. Why in the world would the demonstrators, Johnny, want to occupy and hurt retailers from turning a profit? I mean, just a guy making money.
Just getting attention. That's it. Just want to get attention, stir something up, and then when you say, okay, what do you got to say? They don't have a whole lot to say except we want more justice. So they're just wasting everybody's time, and now they're hurting people, and so I don't know. So I guess sometimes you have to put up with some stuff, but it's too bad, and I don't think they're going to slow too much down because there's a lot of people out there shopping, Steve.
there was a movie made a long time ago. It was called Rebel Without a Cause. They have a lot of rebels in our country today without a cause. They have no clue what they're doing, why they're doing it, but they're doing it. And they're doing it because it's mob. It's a mob violence or mob rule, and you know they feel they can get away with it. Now, if you ask them individually what it's all about, they can't give you really a direct answer. They want to take money from the rich, give us the poor. Well, that's not the way this country works. This country works on the basis that we're going to provide opportunities for people, and these opportunities should allow you to make or break whatever you're going to do with your life. Now, if you don't want to work, fine, then you probably won't do very well. If you want to work, chances are you'll succeed, because there's too many stories in this country about people who started with nothing, who became very significant people because they worked their butts off. So these people just don't want to work. That's what they want. They want a handout. They want the government to hand them something.
And I tell you what, when you stop commerce, I don't know what they, except that they say, well, it's these corporations that have Washington in their pocket, and we need to stop them, and we're boycotting everything, and you can't do it. We're going to stop people. I mean, it's just absolutely out of hand. It just, you got anarchists that have taken over this thing. They're socialists, in some cases communists, and they've even admitted it. So this thing is what maybe was intended to say, hey, we object to guys skimming on Wall Street, has blown up. I mean, the thing's going nuts, and it's absolutely out of hand.
Well, and where are they now? What cities are they in, Stevie?
Well, they're all over. They're trying to cause trouble in Washington, among others, but they're in New York, and they're in all these other cities, and there's just a few. There's one pictured on the Drudge Report this morning that looks like a skinhead. Now, maybe that's not fair to say that, but my gosh, they look radical, radical, radical. And again,
well, they are. They are, Steve. I mean, exactly. But, you know, the old saying is you get in life what you tolerate. Now, and we have the head man refuses to talk negatively about these people. Refuses to talk negatively about the people that are doing the sit-ins, which he should. And if he doesn't do it, then who's going to do it?
Me, well, it's, you?
Who's
you
gonna
know, Mike,
it's more, not that it's, one thing negative about the sit-in thing.
It's almost, he's almost supporting them because they kind of helped that kind of class warfare angle of his campaign, which is not healthy, and I would disagree with it. But I think you're right. He's not speaking negative about it, and he's not really supporting doing anything about it. So it's almost like he's for the protests, and maybe he isn't, but there's been no indication that he's going to lift a finger to stop it. So,
and finally, out in Los Angeles, there, because of the Black Friday mobs overnight, there was a woman who felt compelled to pepper spray everybody around her because they were too close to the computer stuff she wanted. She pepper sprayed them.
That would be the last person. I'd be the last person she ever pepper sprayed.
You got to watch those shoppers, Steve. You know,
I mean,
it's kind of a Katie bar the door Friday after Thanksgiving, but that might be over the line, too. So
yeah, she brought her pepper spray.
If you could put the woman with the pepper spray and connect her with the occupiers, maybe we'll have something started there.
Well, all right, we'll leave it there for this great weekend. I thank God for Thanksgiving, for you guys, for this great country. Very thankful and blessed to be where we are today. And I thank you, too, for being on our program twice a week, Mondays and Fridays, 7:38. Mike, have a great weekend. We'll be watching you on ESPN. Catch up with you Monday. Johnny, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless. Have a good one.
You, too. Bye.
God bless you, too, as well. Oh, my. All right. It's 7:56 in Champaign-Urbana. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.